Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer.
This is facilitated space for you to slow down amidst the busyness of life and be still in the presence of God.
So whether you're at the gym, taking a moment of rest, going on a walk, or beginning your day, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way of being present with God, sometimes it's helpful to take a few deep breaths. So I invite you now to just take a moment in silence and stillness, focusing on your breaths, breathing in as deeply as you can, and gently and slowly breathing out. As you move back into steady breaths, I invite you to the best of your ability to let your body relax. If there's any tension in your shoulders, in your back, if you're able, allow these to rest. If there's any worries or lists of tasks to do today, I encourage you to give these to the Lord during this time, to simply let them go and to trust that God will bring to mind what needs to be done at the end of this time. The goal of this space is simply to be with God. So I also encourage you to let go of any expectation of how you should be or of how God should meet with you. Oftentimes, the work of God's Word and His Spirit is deep. And it is over time, as we do spiritual practices, that we are transformed from the inside out. So allow yourself to let go of the pressure of even performing in meditation. Success is based solely on simply being present. Reading from Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20. Then Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi. He asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. As you reflect on this first reading of the passage, I invite you to place yourself in this story, sitting among the disciples. And Jesus poses a question. Who do people say that the Son of Man is? What comes to mind as you hear this question? Thinking about your life, co-workers, what you see in media, what you hear perhaps in podcasts or the radio. What have you heard about this person, Jesus? When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they replied, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. As you continue to reflect on this passage. Consider Jesus' second question. Who do you say that I am? Who do you perceive Jesus to be? Consider in your own heart who Jesus is. Not what you've heard him to be. Not what you've heard, perhaps even in church. But who have you experienced him to be? As you reflect on this question, perhaps some moments of confusion come to your mind. Things that don't seem to make sense, like perhaps you have heard that he is a healer, that you've read that he is a healer, but you struggle to see this experience in your life. Perhaps you're like the man who, when Jesus asked if he believed, he said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." I encourage you not to feel frustrated with yourself if you have these tensions within you, or even struggle to believe. Perhaps Jesus asked this question to get to the heart. Perhaps he asks this question to us because he wants to reveal to us himself, who he is. Maybe he's wanting the questions. Maybe he's wanting the honesty. Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful.
Consider subscribing to this podcast by searching Slow Guided Prayer. That's S-L-O Guided Prayer on your podcast platform of choice.
And if you would like to receive the weekly Slow, weekly meditations directed to your electronic mailbox, please visit slowprayer.com. That's slowprayer.com.
And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.